Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense to you, I encourage you to check out episode zero, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Friends, thank you so much always for tuning in and listening. I just begin every episode thanking you so much. I appreciate your just faithfulness over the years. This is episode 5, 10, 11, or 12, not even quite sure. But I'm thankful that some of you watch, some of you listen, and that some of you have been here for years. Thanks so much. And also, thank you for your feedback on last week's episode. You know, last week I gave the alternative to complaining and talked about what it looks like to get better. To improve your skills, to get better at what you do, to become impervious as much as possible to circumstances. And I appreciate that. I think the feedback was a little bit less than usual. It's more of a straightforward, like, hey guys, when it comes down to it, we've got to get better. I would love to have heard a little bit more if you get a chance to check that one out. But again, I do appreciate the folks who commented, liked, and gave me some feedback. As always, you guys are the greatest. So this week, I want to do something a little different. It is college graduation season. My family is in the midst of three graduations. We had Landry's graduation on Thursday from the Paul Mitchell School, and she got certified in hair and makeup. We're incredibly proud of her. I teared up over that one, definitely. And then yesterday, Meredith's graduation from VCU, we were at her school's, like her specific department, her department's media and culture. Meredith has a public relations degree with a German minor. So we went to their graduation. It's not the giant one. It's one specifically for school. That's the one that meant the most to her. And we enjoyed that last night. But right now, wow, college graduation ceremonies are a bit of a mess. There have been multiple graduation ceremonies that have been canceled due to protests. Then there was the unfortunate incident of one school that canceled their ceremony with packed auditorium because there wasn't enough room for the families to attend, and a near riot happened outside, smashed glass and that kind of thing. Then there was another university whose announcer of each graduate was given a phonetic spelling of every name, and the most common names were butchered. And it's just a mess. And so today is Meredith's large VCU graduation, which we're not going to attend. There's going to be protests there, and it has potential to turn into a mess. And Meredith, really, the one yesterday was the one that was important to her. It was she was surrounded by classmates and people she knew, and it was her department. And I thought it was a really nice ceremony. The MC for the event had to step in because the original MC was sick. And then they had a commencement speaker who's alumni who works at CNN. I'm going to go into detail on her talk in a minute. But let me talk about commencement speeches for a minute. Now, believe it or not, if you're playing Gordon Bingo, this is something I have experience with. 3 years after I graduated from East Carolina, I won Teacher of the Year for my school and for Nash Rocky Mount school systems. Like for the entire school system, I won Teacher of the Year. In fact, of the trophies I keep out, that's the one that's still on my desk. I have trophies and plaques and things I don't have up. That one means a lot to me. I won for the entire school system. I did not win State Teacher of the Year, which I didn't expect to. I was so young and inexperienced. But East Carolina asked me to come back and give the commencement speech to the graduating teachers. There's a separate, much like Meredith had, the School of Education ceremony the night for the big one. And I went and spoke at that 3 years after I graduated. And there are some really simple things you try to accomplish with a commencement speech. You want to share your, if possible, your affiliation and your affinity for the school. You want to tell a little bit of your story, and then you want to impart some wisdom, and you want to do it as succinctly as possible. No one wants a long commencement speech. So you want brevity, affinity, affiliation. This is what I think make for a good speech. And I'll be honest with you, I remember sharing those things with the teachers, but I can't remember all what I said. I do remember just kind of sharing my enjoyment of East Carolina and what it's been like to be a teacher, and tried to keep it short. Well, I want to reflect on Meredith's commencement speaker, and I think she did a great job. And she had 4 points, and I wrote them down for Meredith's sake, but I want to reflect on them and just sort of an editorial and expound on them. I thought she did a great job. So forgive me, I've got to look this up. So her name is, and I'm going to do my best to pronounce it, I believe it's Chandelise Duster. She is a CNN reporter. And the reason I can't pronounce her name is those rooms are so big and they're so echoey. So if I have misspelled your name, please forgive me. Mispronounced, excuse me, your name, please forgive me. And so Chandelise was a VCU graduate. And she was going into radio and she got fired. And she ultimately works at CNN now, making a huge impact. And she did just that. She gave affinity for the school and talked about her affiliation. And then she said she had 4 brief points. So I want to share those 4 brief points with you. And I want to give my commentary on them. I thought she did a great job. I really did. I felt like it was heartfelt. It showed appreciation for the school. And she wanted to make an impact. It felt like she sat down with a piece of paper and like, what 4 things would I share? And this is what she came up with. And I think that makes a good commencement speech. So her first one was answer the call to what you are passionate about with a yes and answer quickly. Answer a call to what you are passionate about with a yes and answer quickly. Now, people say this all the time, find what you're passionate about and go after it. Well, There is some yes and no to that. I mean, I'm passionate about running, but I'm not going to make a career out of it. I'm 53 years old. I'm a good runner, but I can't make a career out of it. Now, I could branch out and try to make a side gig out of podcasting or writing and develop that, and that's possible. But what I'm passionate about is making an impact for my clients and the freedom that it affords me and my family. I'm passionate about the outcome. Now, I'm passionate and good at what I do at Capitalized Marketing, but Capitalized Marketing enables these things for my family. So I want to make an impact on businesses, and I know that I can do it through marketing, and I want freedom for my family, and I can do it. So the passion that I have is really about the outcome. And when I was a full-time minister, I was passionate about that, but then I had dueling passions. And at that point in time, I felt like the call to move away and retire from full-time ministry after 20 years and go into marketing and coaching enabled me to fulfill my passions. And so there is a 100% resounding yes to that. Sometimes you can't do the hobby or the thing you're most passionate about, but I do love her point that she was like, respond with a yes and quickly. If you have an opportunity to pursue the thing you're passionate about and it can help you pay, you've got to be able to pay your bills. You've got to be an adult. You've got to sustain. If you can do that, I say, go for it. Do it quickly because opportunities do not come along every day. And if opportunities come and go, then we miss our opportunity to make our impact. And for me in 2020, the opportunity came for me to step aside and move into Capitalized Marketing. And I had to say yes, or that opportunity would pass. If I hadn't said yes at that point in time, I truly believe the opportunity to do what I'm doing would have passed. So number one was answer the call to what you're passionate about with a yes and answer quickly. Number two, keep your eyes on your own journey. Don't get distracted by anyone else's. You know, this is great advice, keeping your eye on your own journey and not being distracted by anyone else's. It's very tempting to look out at the landscape and see people's success or perceived success and see how quickly it seems to come. And you're like, wow, they're making a bigger impact on me. They're quicker than I am. They're making more money than me, whatever the case may be. And her point is, keep your eyes on your own journey. Your journey is yours. Mine is mine. And you know what? Through the lens of social media, not everybody is exactly the reality it appears to be. And so you might look out at someone saying they're killing it. Wow, they're killing it. But they may not have any money in the bank whatsoever. Or like their social numbers are better than mine. It may not matter. Focus on your own journey. When I look at mine, sometimes my temptation is when I started over at 50, I was like, oh no, have I started too late? Do I have enough time to accomplish the things I want? And I look around and I see people around my age who've accomplished so much more. It feels like, and again, her advice is great. Keep your eye on your own journey. I've got to keep my eye on my journey. Where I am is where I am. Learn from others. Never be a hater on what they're doing. Be excited and a supporter of what other people are doing. Great advice. Number three, don't shrink or let anyone else make you feel small. I agree with that. Now, we don't need to walk through this world, smashing glass all the time, you know, but there's no reason to let anyone make you feel small. Now, if you're being disruptive or you're being rude, things like that, being corrected is not someone making you feel small, you know, but if you're out there on your own journey, and there's belittling people, they can't make you feel small. I'll give you an example. I did a TikTok the other day, and in it, I referenced how I retired from ministry and went into marketing. I mean, that is part of my story. And some random person, I don't know whatsoever, commented that capitalism was the end of the world and that I had abandoned religion for money. And again, I don't know this person at all. And it's tempting to make their comment something that bothers me. And I just responded and I was like, no, my faith is still central to all I do. Hey, I really appreciate you commenting. And never heard back from again. They probably just didn't know what to do with the kind of comment. I can't let anyone make me feel small about what I'm doing. My integrity is intact. I'm being true to what I feel like is faithful, and I'm taking care of my family. I just can't let it happen. And I have people all the time be like, ask me all these troublesome questions because my choices have bothered them. And I can't let them do it. I can't let them worry about it. I mean, my choices are my own. My family's my own. It's not theirs. So I agree with that. And finally, don't let fear hinder you or stunt your growth. I appreciate she added two of those. Don't let fear hinder you or stunt your growth. So don't let fear hold you back. And if you're scared, you know, that's the time to move in. Because if you act out of fear all the time, you're not going to grow. Because you only are going to grow when you take that risk, when you move into stress. It's like weightlifting. You've got to take on more weight. It's like distance running. You've got to be able to take on more distance. It's going to happen by you doing it over and over again and growing. And when you're scared, you don't grow. And so don't let fear stunt your growth. You know, move into that challenging thing. Sign up for that program. Get that coach. Take that next step. Don't let fear hold you back. And so I just really got to commend our speaker. Again, I want to make sure I get her name right. I believe it's Chandelise Duster. I've got to commend her. I'm not familiar with her, but I thought she did a great job. These are four succinct points that I resonated with. Again, they were answer the call to what you are passionate about with a yes and quickly. Number two, keep your eyes on your own journey. Number three, don't shrink or let anyone make you feel small. And number four, don't let anyone hinder you or stunt your growth. I feel like this is great wisdom. It was nicely done, nice and succinct. That's what you expect. I mean, she's a pro. I mean, she's on national television all the time. So you'd expect her to be a pro, and she was. So we had this nice moment with Meredith. She had some friends there. And then we all went out and we went to her house and celebrated. And then we went out to eat. And it was just a nice, fun evening. It was a wonderful time. So guys, if you've got commencement speeches to go to, I hope they are safe. Please take care of yourself. Look out for everybody who's with you. I wish commencement speeches didn't have all this stuff going on right now, but it's the reality of where we are. All you can do is take care of yourself and your family. Please do so. As always, friends, if you want to know more about what's going on with me or you'd like to set up an appointment, go to capitalizeyourbest.com. That's capitalizeyourbest.com. You can set an appointment with me with the lower left-hand corner. Click on that. I've got some seminars coming up this Wednesday in the Capitalize Your Best group. I have a Getting Over the Habit of Being Yourself seminar. And I just announced a seminar for the following week, either the 23rd or the 25th. That's the Capitalize Your Sales Process Seminar. That is a realtor, real estate agent seminar only. You can attend online, but in person, it's for real estate agents or realtors only. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. CapitalizeYourBest.com, help you find me. As always, I appreciate you, and I can't wait to see you again next week. Thanks so much.